And now Rainbow Motor Oil and the Rainbow family of automotive products brings you the story of Bob, a young artist.
More cheesy roll-ups, Bob. I made a double batch, and you've hardly touched yours. I made them especially for you, you know, Bob.
No, I think I better stop.
Don't worry. Rex will finish him up, won't you, Rex?
Well, you don't have a virus or something, do you, Bob?
No, I'm just under an incredible amount of stress here, Bernice. Just, you know, waiting for that phone call from Mrs. DeWillers at the arts board about my sculpture.
I see.
You know.
Now.
You know, if you'd give that dog a bath, you know, might be able to breathe around here.
Okay, huh? If you need fresh air, go stick your head out the window. That's what I say.
What things I have to contend with here. All this dog dander in the air. I've got to take these antihistamines. It's no wonder I can't think straight.
You're an artist. Thinking straight's not your line of work. Let's face it.
You just need to settle down, Bob. You sure you don't want some more cheesy roll-ups? Got chow mein fritters, too.
No, I have had three, and they made me all gassy and bloated.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't stand so close to that candle, Bob.
Okay, thanks. I just hope that Mrs. DeWillers is, you know, going to give me the commission to build this sculpture. And I'll get the $2,000 plus, you know, the prestige of having a sculpture out at the county jail, you know.
Oh, I thought it was going to be for the county arts center, Bob.
Well, it was going to be, but then, you know, she got something else.
Well, a work of art by you is what I would call cruel and unusual punishment.
Oh, Bob. So tell me about the sculpture then, Bob. Hmm?
Well, it's a sound sculpture.
It's an
environmental work, you know.
Okay.
People walk around it and touch it. It makes sounds. It's interactive.
I think the word is unattractive.
No, it's... Okay, it's participatory.
It's piss. You can piss in a tube.
No, I didn't say that.
What did you say?
I said participatory. It encourages participation.
What about constipation?
Pops, you need to turn up your hearing aid.
What about turnips?
Turn up your hearing aid, Pops.
Whoa, I didn't just say so.
So what kind of sounds does it make then, Bob?
Well, it's like this. This is some of it. This is just the wind. The wind blows these.
Well, that's very nice, Bob.
That's nice. And then when you step on these metal plates around around the sculpture, it makes these other sounds. You step there, and there you go.
Isn't that lovely, Bob?
Oh, thank you. And then if you walk around to the other side of the sculpture, and then these pigeons fly up, and they have the ankle bells on.
Oh, aren't they lovely pigeons, Bob?
So you want to see this?
Oh, sure I do.
You want to see him do it? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Go, guys. Go.
Why, look at him go.
Yeah. So what do you think?
So what's it called, Bob?
The sculpture?
Uh-huh.
It's called the Untrammeled Abyss.
I see. Well, that's interesting. Well, I don't see how the arts committee can turn down something like this, Bob, where you put so much time and effort into it.
Well, I know, but I'm up against that jerk Larry Loazzo.
Guy
who does the rusted steel beams, you know, with the junk welded to it. And the old truck tires with white stripes. Anyway, you know, when Mrs. DeWillers calls...
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hear a peep out of you. Okay, anybody.
Rex already peed.
No, Bob said don't utter a peep.
We'll have
to
tinkle for another 15 minutes. Could we just
change the subject,
please? He's got the same prostate problem I have.
Let's not get going on that, okay?
Well, it's not easy to get going. Someday you'll find that out.
You just need to quiet down now, Pops. Phone's ringing.
That's her. Okay, that's it. Everybody, just settle down.
Well, you're the one making all the noise.
All right, just be quiet, would you?
Bob, a very important phone call.
Well, then answer it, Mr. Genius.
You're
getting Rex upset.
Be quiet.
What's wrong, Rex?
What's going on with the dog here?
Spit it up.
You're not going to let him throw up on the floor, are you?
It's okay. He'll eat it right up again.
Oh, please. Could you take the dog outside?
Spit it up, Rex. Let go of it, boy. Come on, calm it up. Here we go.
Bernice, could you step in here? Could you take charge?
Okay. It's okay now.
Okay, all right. Just everybody be quiet, please. Okay, just for one second. Just hush. And a gracious good afternoon. This is Bob speaking. How may I help? Oh, Mrs. DeWillers, it's such a pleasure to hear from you.
Well, how about just in the neighborhood?
I'm sorry, you're what?
How about your door? Front door right there.
Oh, lovely. I'll be right down, okay? She's at the front door.
Oh, she's where,
she's
Bob?
She's here. She came over here.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God. She's at our front door. Oh, what are we going to do? Look at this mess.
What mess?
I have no idea she's going to come over. Just put those boxes in the closet. Shove that stuff, those lawn chairs, the golf clubs, the plywood. Just shove it down the basement stairs. Just throw it all down there. What? These flower urns. What are we doing with this stuff here?
Bob, I don't know
just
where you're going to put
throw
this
the stuff down the basement stairs, okay? Okay, there. Okay, and those boxes, too. Just down the stairs they go. Okay. We're coming. We're coming. I'll be there in a moment, Mrs. DeWillers. Okay, just put it all away. Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right.
All right.
Okay, okay.
Shh.
Oh, Mrs. DeWillers, good to see you.
Oh, Bob, so good to meet you. I've admired your work for so long.
Oh, you have, really?
You mind if I come in?
No, it'd be our great pleasure, of course. You know Bernice here and Pops, okay? House suffered a little bit in the tornado on Wednesday, but we're trying to put it back together again.
Oh, would you care for some cheesy roll-ups, Mrs. DeWillers?
Oh, no, thanks.
All right,
have a seat over here, Mrs. Willikers.
It's DeWillers.
This is the chair right here. The least dog hair on it. Okay, here we go. What? Oh, sorry.
Sorry. No, it's fine.
Sorry, you sat on, that was part of my sculpture that you just sat on there.
The untrammeled abyss.
Right, exactly.
Well, I came over because I wanted to tell you in person, Bob, that we decided to go with Larry Loiseau, the sculpture that he made instead of yours. It was a very difficult decision, but in the end, we felt that his had a certain grandeur of expectations about it, and we felt yours was conflicted. There.
Okay, sure. I mean, yeah.
But, you know, I really love your piece, and I do hope that we'll get to work together sometime in the future.
Sure.
Maybe for the county incineration plant?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Well, good luck, Bob.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you coming over.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Conflicted? Conflicted? What? I don't get it. Oh, please.
Would anybody like more cheesy roll-ups? I have a whole other pan full of them.
The story of Bob was brought to you by Rainbow Motor Oil and the family of Rainbow Automotive Products.